This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you very much for listening. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group, huge supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments, as well as my various podcasts for many years now. When you are in need of legal assistance, just know Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm, and they service the greater Tampa Bay area. You need not live, nor work, nor have your legal issue originate within the city limits of Brandon, Florida, to call Brandon Legal Group for a free consult. 844-4BLG4ME, 844-4BLG4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Look forward to seeing everyone from Brandon Legal Group at the upcoming Todd Wright Tour XXVIII Holiday Spectacular. That's my next golf tournament, final tournament of 2020. It's December 12th at the Heritage Isles Golf and Country Club. And if you ever need golf information, use the golf email. That's ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com, ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. Papa John's of Tampa Bay, also a huge supporter of my podcast and my golf tournaments. They were the original sponsor of my first ever podcast 5 years ago. Mike Lentz, in particular, plays in Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments, feeds players at Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments, make sure I have prizes, the pizza prize packs, very popular for Super Bowls and major events, as a prize where Papa John's will basically cater your small event with a pizza prize pack. I've called on Mike Lentz or Denny Gray for many things over the years. They've never let me down. Thanks to Papa John's of Tampa Bay for their longtime support of my podcast and the Todd Wright Tour. Mike Lentz, by the way, is the GM of the store on West Waters. Denny Gray is the GM of the store on West Kennedy. If you ever need to talk to the GM at one of those two stores, you ask for them by name and tell them you are a listener of mine. Please. Papa John's still has those papadillas at a promotional price of $6, including the new double cheeseburger papadilla, which I have still yet to try. That is a flaw in my game. I've just been too busy. Thanks to Papa John's of Tampa Bay and Brandon Legal Group. The email for this podcast is write.todd@yahoo.com. write.todd@yahoo.com. Social media, @ToddWright2020 on Instagram and Twitter. And if you'd like to be my Facebook friend, I'm fine with that. It's simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. I will never ask you to like another page. Please return the favor. Otherwise, we're going to have a hard time staying friends. The Masters has always meant a lot to me. I think it's one of the more significant annual events on the North American sports calendar. Really, of all the sports in North America that were impacted by the pandemic, it's kind of the last one we got to. Now, I know we're not to the conference title games or the NFL playoffs yet or the Super Bowl or the college football championship game, but a lot of things have been reshuffled and redone, and the Masters took a long way to get there. It was a fall Masters, and a lot went into preparing that golf course to look the way it did and play the way it did when normally the tournament is played in the spring. I respect the job they do. I also respect there were no ropes on the course. I've been wondering this since the PGA Tour resumed after the pandemic. You put ropes up because you have fans on the course, right? So if you have no fans on the course, why are there ropes? Do the volunteers not know where to stand? Augusta National removed them, even though there were some members and some family and some staff on the course in various places or around the 18th green when the tournament ended. Okay. And I also appreciated the aerial views of the property, not of the action, but just of the property, to and from break, during some reads by Scott Van Pelt or Jim Nantz. They don't normally do that. They did that for the coverage this year. I've not been a fan of Dustin Johnson. He never really did anything for me. I rooted against him openly for a number of years. He's failed some drug tests. He seemed boring to me. But as someone who appreciates great golf and great golfers, I thought he was the man to beat in this tournament. With his win at Augusta National, Dustin Johnson not only now has a green jacket and is a two-time major champion. I've always said in sports, it's one thing to win once. You're in a whole new category when you win more than once. Honestly, I do. I think there are three types of teams and athletes. Those that never win a championship, those that win one, and then those that win more than one. Dustin's now in the top category. Now, has he won 15 majors like Tiger Woods? No. Will he win 15 majors? No. He's not a generational player. But here's why I respect the game of Dustin Johnson. Over the past few months, he's played in 7 golf tournaments. 3 of them were PGA Tour playoff events. 3 of them were major championships. And one was a standard, for lack of a better term, PGA Tour event that he used as a warm-up for the Masters and was his first tournament after he had a bout with COVID-19. In those last 7 tournaments, Dustin Johnson won 3 of them, finished 2nd in 3 of them, and really had a bad week and finished 6th in the other one. So across those 7 tournaments, Johnson banked, weakest link term, $21.7 million. It might be a little higher. It might be a little lower. No, not from endorsements, not from bonuses, his prize money. In 7 weeks of playing 7 tournaments, his prize money was roughly $22 million after winning the Masters. For comparison's sake, Tom Brady this year, to quarterback the Bucks, will receive $25 million. Dustin Johnson just made $22 million in 7 golf tournaments. He also just won his 24th career PGA Tour event. Now you might say, okay, so let me give you some perspective on 24 wins career. One other guy has won exactly 24 PGA Tour events. He's one of the most respected players in the history of the game named Gary Player. He is so respected that every year at the Masters, only 2 men, until next year when Lee Elder is asked to join them, hit a ceremonial first tee shot. Jack Nicklaus, who's won 6 green jackets and 18 majors, and Gary Player. Gary Player took 21 years to win his 24 PGA Tour events. Dustin Johnson's done it in 13. Nobody had ever finished 20 under at a Masters. Dustin Johnson just did. Reminds me of this stretch of 7 weeks. If you go back to the first of those 7 tournaments I'm talking about, it was a playoff event. Dustin Johnson won it by finishing 30 under par at TPC Boston. Dominating. Efficient. Had some recovery shots. Didn't play all 72 holes perfect tee to green. Had a rough 9 on Friday. Had a rough 9 on Sunday. Made 4 total bogeys over 72 holes. Never looked out of sorts. Might have hit a ball off track somewhere. Never really made a mistake. I'm still not a fan of Dustin Johnson, but I damn well respect what he has accomplished. I also couldn't believe he's now 36 years old. And perhaps that goes a long way to finally realizing his potential and putting his talents to great use in a game that's very difficult to be consistent and to be the best. I think he's a very worthy member now of the champions at the Masters. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group. Call them anytime for a free consult, 844-4BLG-4ME, 844-4BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. The Todd Wright Toddcast is also presented by Papa John's of Tampa Bay. Remember, their papadillas are still promotionally priced at just $6, including the newest flavor, the double cheeseburger papadilla. Email is right.todd@yahoo.com. Thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you next time.